land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. This is Wednesday, and it is the 12th of October in the year 2005, and it is our farewell radio broadcast. At least from me, Sweet Liberty is going to continue on the internet with Darren Weeks as the host, and I'll be joining Darren from time to time. But this will be our last shortwave broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. And we have no guests this evening because I felt that I wanted to spend this evening with you rather than talking with the guests, talking with you. I will take your calls tonight. Our spiritual message will start here, as we always have. You know, this is, it is interesting because it's been 10 years and I've become so comfortable with you. And this last evening, I have these kind of like butterflies in my stomach for some reason. And I have no explanation for that. This is from Matthew. Matthew, I'm sorry here. I didn't turn my overhead light on. Matthew 5, beginning with verse 14. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's important to me. That is important to me to remember that the good and the beauty and the love and the kindness and the compassion is all through us from our Creator, and the rest of it that is not, that we might say is opposite of that, but maybe it would be more appropriate to say it is the absence of all that, of beauty, of kindness, of love, of compassion. And the opposite of all that is when we get in the way. So when we have done good works, and it is truly good works, then the credit must be given where the credit is due, not taken. Like, oh, I've done something really great here, but thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the guidance, for the instruction, and for the gifts and the blessings that you bestowed upon me that I have to give. That's what that means to me. And I have just a recent letter that I want to share with you. This is, it was precious to me because it is what I have hoped that this broadcast would be to you, ladies and gentlemen, a light in the darkness. This comes from a gentleman in Australia, and he has the last name of my maiden name, Lane. And he said, this was a few days ago, it was after I was reading to you from the book, 30,000 Gods Before Jehovah. He said, "I wanted to say thanks for all you do, to present pure, unadulterated truth to truth seekers, especially the Zionist threat which surrounds us all. And then he mentioned, he said he's been listening to the broadcast for some time now and wishes that he were financially able to support our endeavors to reach out and educate the sleeping public. He was impressed by the recent reading from a book, and he said he found it to be totally fascinating, if not captivating, as it revealed much truth about the origins and words, word language details. He said, I also want to thank you for having Alan Watt on your program, who is so knowledgeable about suppressed history, which is so powerfully revealing when one sees the light of truth, finally, after living for many decades in enforced illusion. And that's what this has all been about, folks, my hope and my prayer. He said, thank you again, dear Jackie, for being a shining light in a world full of darkness and despair. With deep respect and spiritual love. And that was John from Australia. And thank you, John. There was something else. Somebody emailed me this. Somebody must have, I don't even know where it's from. Some evidently radio people that, you know, their talk things or whatever. This is what one individual said about this broadcast. He said, is there no set of standards for the audio quality broadcast on some of these domestic shortwave stations? I've tried listening to some of the crazies just for a laugh, but many times the audio quality is so poor it's a shame. Sweet Liberty What's-Her-Face was obviously using a speakerphone for a guest. Well, I don't use a speakerphone for a guest, of course, folks. You know that. But anyway, this is how he saw it, and that I was talking on a phone line and a loose microphone of questionable specs sitting on the table for a broadcast. Now, so he had a picture of what I just described to you, when in fact the microphone that I use is a beautiful microphone, a real one, and it was sent to me by Ron Howell, from Ron Howell in California, when I was broadcasting on Bill Cooper's network. And when I have talked to the engineers, well, actually, Adam Locke and George McClintock, which is management, when I have become so frustrated with the distorted reception and gone straight on to WWCR, they were amazed at how clear. In fact, the one time, and I was talking to them on it the whole time, and I said, I want to go straight tonight, and would you please do a test? And when they got to the engineer's room, he said, all right, get on your equipment. I said, I am on my equipment. And he said, are you using the same mic you use when you broadcast? I said, yes. And he said, this is good. I said, yes, I know it is. And it's interesting. I've been told, folks, and I don't know what our reception is tonight, but every single one of you who have called me have said that it's been just almost perfect these past 2 weeks since I announced that we're going off the air. Anyway, here's what this person said, finishing up. He said it was one distorted, overmodulated mess. That's what he heard when he tuned into Sweet Liberty on 5070 megahertz. He said, I don't know if the FCC requires such standards or if the shortwave stations will simply broadcast an hour of 60-cycle hum if someone pays for it. Does anyone know? And that, I would say, is representative of what we've endured. And you know that. I've probably got 50, 60, maybe 70 letters that I have set aside, every one of them with this same type of comments, only not in a an insulting way, not insulting to me, but that can't hear the broadcast. I had one man. This was a couple years back. It's been going on forever. Who sent actually $970 in money orders. He said, I haven't been able to hear you for almost the whole past year, but he said, I know you're still giving them hell. And he sent a donation. But anyway, the reason we are going off the air, as I said, folks, is because our short time, our shortwave airtime bill has gotten larger than I can handle. I let it go way beyond my means, thinking that it was going to improve, and it hasn't. Maybe if we had this type of reception all the time, maybe listeners wouldn't have dropped off and the sponsorship might not have dropped off. It's been suggested, and I do not like to do this, and especially because we're going off the air, that you, if you would like to call in tonight with a pledge, we're looking at close to $9,000 after I send this next money that I have here, $2,000. We're looking at about $9,000 in the airtime debt. And if anybody doubts me, you call, and I can fax you a copy of the bill, the absolute copy of the original of the bill, because it was insinuated by another talk show host, internet talk show host, that we didn't pay any more than $35 to $50, so that I was misleading our listeners. $140 per hour has been the cost of this broadcast. And I did get a call from Charles in Tennessee yesterday, and he said if we were going to do a pledge night, that he wasn't going to be able to call in, but he pledged $100, and he wanted me to tell you that he would match any pledges that come in up to $100. And that doesn't mean if somebody calls in 50, he'll match 50 and he'll match 100, but up to $100. So if it's 5 or 10 or 15, Charles will cover it or match it until it's at $100. And then that's as far as he can go. But I wanted to, Charles might be listening tonight, because we were talking about maybe doing this last night. And I want to thank you, Charles, if you are listening, for that. But folks, the call-in number, if you would like to call in, is 570-537-3025. I have not prepared any material tonight, and it seems maybe pathetic that we spend the last night together. Thank you. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Jackie. How you doing? It's TJ.
TJ. Hi, TJ.
I don't know if you got my letter and my card letter, and I sent you a letter and a check. Did you get that? Hello?
I'm trying to think, honey.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
it was just recently, and I sent, I'm not even working either, so it was kind of a stretch for me, but I sent like $40 in, but I'm going to send, it's PJ Faber.
Okay, PJ, then I haven't,
PJ, anyway.
PJ.
Yeah.
I haven't received it yet, honey.
Yeah, and I sent you a letter, too.
Okay, well,
and,
I would have known.
We all really miss you. The guy, boy, it sounds like the guy that you got taking your place, though, last night. He sounds pretty good.
He is wonderful. But he's not going.
Oh, Jackie,
PJ,
I'm going to give you another 10.
Thank you.
I just sent this 40.
Thank you,
and I heard that offer, you know, if it's 50. So I'm going to send you another 10 so I can get this CD.
Oh, okay, so this is for the CD. Okay.
No, that was a donation.
That's fine, honey. No, that's, yeah, I just made a note of that because I don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
I made a note. And I do want you all to know that Sweet Liberty won't be on shortwave. It's only going to be on the internet and satellite.
Oh, it's still going to be on the internet.
Okay. It will be.
I don't have a computer yet.
Okay.
I have to get one because your programs were really good. And you know what? It's true. I just now turned it on. I missed part of the very beginning of it. But what the people said, how awful the reception was in the last couple of weeks, it's been really clear as a bell. It was just terrible before.
Yeah, I know that, PJ, and a lot of our listeners, they're aware of it, and I have a lot of letters.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what I would appreciate? Any of you who have had this experience, if you would just send me a letter with that. If you haven't, if you have sent it, I have it. But
I sure will, Jackie. And I'm telling you, I'm going to, like I said, I'm not even working right now, but I'm going to still try to, well, I'm going to send you that 10 because I want to make it 50.
All right,
PJ. I'm going to still try to send you more money after that too, because I know you still got that, you're still hanging. You know,
thank you.
The bill to pay.
Thank you very much, honey. Bless you.
Yeah, your show was just the subjects and everything were just really good. I mean, yeah, it was just really made you think. You know.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll get off here because I know there's going to be
thank you.
An inflection, and I don't want to hold that up.
Thank you, PJ.
So, okay, I'll be seeing you then.
Okay, bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
All right, well, there's $10 that Charles will be matching, so I'm going to actually put $20 here for PJ's extra 10 because Charles McBee is going to be matching each of those up to $100. And thank you, PJ. And, folks, the call-in number is 570-537-3025. If you're trying to get through and nobody's calling in and yet you're getting a busy signal, I brought the other phone here. We wouldn't be on the air, but our conversation, at least you could reach me. It's 570-537-3035. I've had it happen so many times. When we've opened the phone lines, not just for a pledge night, but, you know, and I think, gosh, why aren't you guys calling in? And then people call me after the broadcast and say, I tried to get through, but it kept being busy, and nobody was on the line. So a little bit of technical difficulties, I guess you'd call it. The call-in number is 570-537-3025. If you would like to call in, and you don't have to call in and make a pledge if you don't want to. If you have a short comment that you want to make, that's fine. 570-537-3025. So you, actually, that's $160 closer that we are, folks. We've done pledge nights before where it actually turned out that we were able to raise a few thousand dollars. And that would be a godsend for me. Hi, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Jackie?
Yes.
I got a money order. I'm going to put your name on it for $50.
Who is this?
This is Ed.
Ed. Hi, Ed. Thank you so much, honey. Ed, from where are you?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas.
All right. I got something else to say.
Okay.
Never consider this a radio show. This is an education. And if people don't look at it that way, I don't know what's wrong with them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bless you, Ed. All right, you guys. It's 570-537-3025. And if I get emotional tonight, I do know that you are going to bear with me. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Tony from Mid-Missouri.
Hi, Tony.
I listened to you on shortwave radio here, and it's sad to hear you're going to go off the air, because we don't have no computer, you know, what do you call it? Internet or nothing like that?
Right.
We hear a lot of things on the air there that we don't hear nobody else, and these pantywave preachers around here don't say nothing. They just, they're all dead or asleep. I don't know what's
wrong
with them.
Tony, what's happened, honey, is most of the preachers have become rabbis, I'm sorry to tell you. There's rabbis all over the Christian radio broadcasting.
Yeah, they're all hypocrites and lie, you know, I don't know about lie, but you know Stare, don't you?
Yeah.
Better Stare?
Yeah.
Yes, we used to be connected with him. You know, we went down there, and he started taking liberties with the sisters and stuff like that.
Oh, I heard about that, honey. And you know Rick Wiles, he was a broadcaster on WWCR for the longest time. In fact, when I came over to 5070, I came into Rick Wiles' place. And, of course, you know, the reception was absolutely exquisite. That's why the cost went up to $140. And 3 weeks after we were on it, it was gone. Pretty much deteriorated on and off for the actually 2 years since then. But Rick Wiles, I was reading something about him just this evening, and he used to be an engineer for Brother Stare.
Yeah, I know who.
No, excuse me. That's wrong. It wasn't Rick Wiles, and I'm not going to say.
I've heard of him, too.
I know. What I found out about him is that he was backed, I think it was by Turner Broadcasting or one of the big phony TV people.
Yes.
And that TV station that he built and et cetera, he was well-funded. But he got lots and lots and lots of money from his listeners to build the station before the TV station before he left the airwaves. And it's the probability is he, that was just pocket money for him.
Yeah, that surprised me still doing the same thing. He had a community down there in Walterboro. Well, he still has it. And he would just, any poor people, he would just, you know, shove them out to the side, you know, put them on the back burner.
Yeah.
And then the people that had money or land, he would take and grab them.
Yeah. Tony, thank you so much for your call tonight. I mean, we should...
Well, listen, you know, I really get blessed by listening to what you have to say about, you know, the conspiracies and stuff like that. I've been into them for a long time. I'm going to make a pledge for $100 and send them to you.
Thank you. Tony, thank you. You said 50, didn't you?
100.
Oh, God love you. Thank you, Tony.
Just don't go off the air because that's the only source I got is the shortwave radio. Just
I'll tell you what.
What?
I haven't sent my letter in yet. It isn't official till the letter is mailed. But I intended for them to have it by Monday. It would have to be a miracle, Tony. We'd have to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right, honey. Well, it's about $9,000. But maybe we won't stay on the phone for a long time, and maybe there's others who would like to call in.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tony. And you'll keep in touch, huh?
Yes, I will, and I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh. Okay, guys. The call-in number is 570-537-3025, and thank you for calling in, for those of you who have. Hi, you're on the air, and thank you for calling.
Hi, Jackie. It's Eleanor White.
Eleanor, hi, darling.
I just want to say that I think I can hear a faint voice from Terry Schiavo thanking you so much for all the wonderful things you've tried to do for her.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Hello?
I'm here, honey. Eleanor, I'm here.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I hope I'm not going to do this all night long. I didn't intend to do this all night long. You know, it's been 10 years, and, you know, you realize, folks, it's a huge part of your life, and it's a 10-year... It's a 10-year phase of my life that's, you know, going out, I guess, making way for the new. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. This is Mike out in Los.
Hi, Mike.
And I want to thank you so much for all the years you've contributed, and I'm so going to miss you. I really wish that you would consider going to Internet only.
Well, we'll see what happens after some time, huh, Mike?
Okay, that'd be great. And I don't know what has ever happened with you and John Statmiller, but I know he's got some slots over there, and I think he'd be great there, too.
Well, it's the shortwave time, honey. We'd still have to pay for the shortwave time.
Oh, I see he probably charges for that.
Sure, he does, but thank you anyway. Did you want to make a pledge tonight, honey?
Absolutely. I pledge $50,
oh,
and
God,
I'm also going to include money for buying a DVD of your guest that you had on
okay,
last night.
Okay, all right. Good, I'm glad you're getting it. And, Mike, where'd you say you're from, honey?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for calling, Mike. Bless you, honey.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good night. And thanks again for everything, Jackie.
Thank you.
You've got an excellent website.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful resource. I love you. Thanks.
I'm sorry to keep you holding. Hi, Joe. Yes, honey. Okay. Joe, shoot. I lost Joe. Joe, you can call in on 3025 if you'd like to. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jackie?
Yep. You need to turn your radio off, honey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, this is Tim from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hello, Tim.
Last time I heard you, you said this is your last show. I was sad to hear that. And then my friend in New York tells me a few days later that you were on the air again. And I was happy to hear that. Anyway, I'm going to be sending you $20. I think I do have your address.
I'll give it to you right now, Tim. And then any of our other listeners can write it down if they'd like to, honey. It's Jackie Patru, of course, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936. And don't write P-A, okay? Tim, write P-E-N-N, period, honey.
Millerton?
Penn, P-E-N-N.
M-E-L-L?
M-I-L-L-E-R-T-O-N.
Millerton.
Pennsylvania.
P-E-N-N.
Thank you. 16936.
936.
And Tim, thank you. And you have my phone number. You can call. You call it from time to time, honey. We'll stay in touch, won't we?
Oh, yes. If you don't make it, I'll definitely keep in touch with you because, you know, you had some guests on, Jim McCannon.
Yeah.
James McCanny. I mean, that was awesome. And, you know, a lot of knowledge that you give out, and I'm still waiting for the Jehovah Witness. You know, you took some pictures. I'm still wondering if you were able to find them.
No, I wasn't, but Jim, let's talk about this off the air, okay, honey?
Okay, but anyway, you keep up the good work.
Thank
and
you.
You're in my prayers.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
okay.
Honey.
Okay.
All right, folks, that was Tim from Florida, and thank you, Tim, and remember, Charles is matching these, so the extra... 20, or the 20 that Tim gave is an extra 20, and I can't keep track of this. I get myself off track, you guys. Maybe somebody will keep track of it, and then you can call us. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Joe calling back. I
oh, Joe, yeah, honey.
Should I go? I just wanted to say, am I on the air now?
Yeah, just a second. Hello? That other phone was ringing. It's better, folks, if you can get through on 3025 to call 3025. Joe, go ahead. You're on the air, honey.
Okay, I'm on the air. I just wanted to tell the people, I talked to Jackie earlier today, that I will make a pledge. I can't afford it right now, but anybody who's in the same boat, even if it gets to be 6 months down the road, we definitely want to get this debt of Jackie's paid off for all the goodness of her heart, what she tried to teach to us, okay? So let's open the line up for somebody else.
Thank you, Joe. Bless you, honey. And he will, too, folks. Thank you for calling in, all of you who have called in. And you didn't make me sit here for 5 minutes waiting for the phone to ring. I really didn't even know. I don't know how it feels to... but see, I've always said... The fact that this broadcast has been listener-sponsored for 8 years, June, July, August, September, 8 years and 3 months, folks, that's a miracle. And it speaks volumes about you, see, not me, you. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I in the air?
You sure are. Who's calling?
This is Ed from Chicago.
Hi, Ed.
I'm listening. You only got $100 coming.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And, is from Thomas Paine.
From Thomas Paine.
Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of genes and slavery forbidden? Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me freedom or give me death.
Yes. Ed, thank you, honey.
Like Ed from Texas.
Yeah.
You've been an education.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You all are blowing me away tonight, and it's so very deeply appreciated. Hi, thanks. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hello, this is Thylacine.
I'm sorry.
This is Thylacine. I sent you some figs.
Oh, yes, honey, the figs.
Right, Brent pledged $100, and I'm going to miss you very much, but I know you made the right decision.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, honey, and thank you for
everyone
the...
to pledge in. Bring this show, you know, bring the total down. Help you out.
Thank you, honey. Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We have a caller on the line, and this is my friend Roger Mundy from Kansas. And folks, those of you who are longtime listeners have heard Roger a lot. In fact, we've got, I believe, maybe archived at the website a couple of our broadcasts because they're classics. And Roger, thanks for calling in, honey.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my. This is like losing a friend.
Well, it's been a whole decade, Roger.
Oh, boy, has it.
Yeah, it has, honey. 95, mid-95.
Oh, wow, that's right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And, you know, the battle goes on.
Yes, it does, and it's sure heating up, isn't it, Roger?
Yes, it is.
So, did you want to make a pledge tonight, honey?
Yeah, I'm going to send you $100. I'm going to pledge, and I hope people do, to help Jackie pay for the show's service so well, even when she's not on. I love Jackie, and I'm going to help her all I can.
Thank you, Roger.
Oh, sure. Okay. Everybody does that. Don't forget her when she's not there because she's one of us.
Yeah, they say out of sight, out of mind, don't they?
Yeah, I know. That's the tough part.
I know. Well, Darren is going to put it on the front page of our website.
Okay.
And let people know. And even our listeners who don't have, you know, internets, a lot of computers, they'll go to the libraries. So he's going to keep a running tally as to what the debt is and where we're at with it.
Good, good.
Okay, so you can check in on us.
Yeah, Jackie's carried this on her shoulders now, even alone. And the economy just goes from bad to worse, of course, and everybody's pinched. But, you know, we need to help her. We need to help her even though she can't be on the air. And you never know what's going to happen in the future, but that's what I intend to do.
Thank you, Roger.
Oh, sure. Just
all right. And give my love to Sherry.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
570-537-3025 if you would like to call in and if you just have a comment that you want to make. Joe called in. He's going to be sending some. But he can't right now. Hi, thanks for calling. Who's on the air?
Hey, Jackie, this is Mark in Michigan.
Hello, Mark.
Hi. You know I'm just getting back on my feet, but I can squeeze out enough. I can send you $40.
Thank you, darling.
And I'll send you more in the future.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, God bless, and may the truth be with you.
Thank you, honey.
One last thing. Psalm 43:1. I
okay?
Yeah, if you get a chance, take a look at it and read it. It's good.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Good night, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, honey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself. Okay, 570, thank you, Mark. 570-537-3025. I wonder if one of you would do me a favor here. If I read off to you, I'm writing it down. I cannot tally it, what has been pledged so far, just so we can say where we're at. Charles was $100. PJ was $50. And 10 of that was matched by Charles, so that would have been $60. Ed from Texas was $50. And Tony in Missouri, $100. And Mike from Vegas, $50. And Tim from Florida, $20, and that $20 will be matched. So that's $30 that Charles McBee is matching. An ad in Chicago, $100. And I'm sorry because I can't say it, the name. She sent me fig trees, and she pledged $100. And Roger in Kansas, $100, and Mark, $40. And I hope somebody wrote those down. And then maybe you just give me a call and let me know where we are. You don't have to call in a pledge, folks, if you just want to call and make a short comment, or if you would like to let me know what we can count on to be able to start paring this thing down. That would be wonderful. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Jackie. This is Maria.
Maria.
I shall miss you.
I know.
You did so much for my education.
That's what that was the purpose, wasn't it, Maria?
That's right. And I want to pledge $20.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that'll be matched by Charles. And so there is 30. There's 50. Charles is going to match up to $100. But I'm not... wait. Then there was Mark's, which was 40. And that's going to be matched. And so there's 10 more dollars. Hi, thanks for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Jackie, it's Mark again. I forgot something.
What, honey?
Can you have Darren put all your articles, all the things you wrote on a CD or your whole website on a CD-ROM and sell me one?
Oh, come on. Why don't you put it on and we'll buy it from you, Mark?
I don't have that kind of equipment, but yeah, it'd be a chance to, you know, help finances.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you, honey. Well, I'll make a little note of that and we'll see.
Yeah, because I got other people who would definitely buy them, too.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye, honey. All right. Website on CD. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Darren is our expert, webmaster extraordinaire. And for those of you who heard him, you be sure and listen at this time on WFAR Monday through Wednesday, 9 p.m., because Sweet Liberty is going to continue on the Internet and the satellite with Darren Weeks. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie. This is Mike in Virginia.
Hello, Mike. I love that Virginia, what do we call it?
Southern accent.
Southern accent. It's lovely.
Hey, listen, I've been trying to listen to you for years because you sure have had a lot of interference on your frequency. You know, I've tried to catch you between your time changes and your different station changes, and the stations would be clear until you would get that time slot, and we rarely could get you on a clear broadcast here on the East Coast in my area anyway.
Yeah.
So I know that problem was focused on you. It wasn't that particular station or time slot. You know what I mean?
Right. I do know that, Mike, and I believe that, well, it's our listeners even more than me because I can't monitor them all, but I get the letters and I get the phone calls.
And, you know, they did that. Well, I call you an independent broadcaster because you kind of follow your own track. They did that to Clay Douglas also, you know, because he kind of followed his own route. And he's on off the air now.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Yes. My wife and I bought products from you through the years, and one of the bumper stickers you used to send out, I don't know if you still do.
I still have them. I still have some, Mike.
Okay. It's with God all things are possible.
That's right, honey.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that's mounted on my International Harvester tractor.
Oh, that is cool.
And so anybody can see that. That was one of the last of the independent American corporations. There's a long story behind that. I wish we had time. But I'm going to pledge 20 also, and I'll give up the line to somebody else to call. And I'm going to sure miss you, Jackie.
Thanks, Mike. And will you write me a letter about the reception, please, honey?
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Yes, I would appreciate your letters. The more recent ones, I've kept them from a long time ago. But it would be nice to have the recent ones. And Mike was absolutely correct, wasn't he? The call-in number is 570-537-3025. Gosh, folks, thousands of thoughts go through my mind. Alan and I were talking earlier this evening. We had talked about him doing the last broadcast with us, but I said, Alan, I would like to do this just with my listeners tonight. You know, it's like it's been 10 years here, and we were talking about some of the wonderful calls he's had and calls and letters that I've had. For those of you who have really are getting it, and when I say that, I include myself too, because the beauty of this broadcast, folks, for 10 years, we've been learning together. We have been. I think that's wonderful. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Whoops, I guess that was the wrong number. But anyway, I told Alan tonight, I said, you know what it feels like? It almost feels like letting go of your child's hand. He said, that's right, and you have to let go sometimes. And he said, those who are ready, who are getting it, are going to swim on their own. And that's a lovely thought, too. And I want to thank Alan right now, too, to you people. And I believe Alan's probably listening tonight, unless somebody's called him. But for all the time and all the information he's given us, thanks so much for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you turn your radio down, honey?
Yeah. Where are we? I just want to say, I got you on 4160, and you're coming in loud and clear.
4160?
Yeah, I was doing a dial on my shortwave.
And not a 5070?
No, 4160 is coming in really good.
Oh, that's amazing. Who's calling?
Marty.
Marty, are you just tuned in for the first time?
I've been listening off and on over the years.
Oh, okay.
Not every broadcast.
Yeah,
but,
okay. Well, 4160 is coming in good.
Yeah, coming in loud and clear.
Thanks, Marty. Did you want to make a pledge or no?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, 50.
Oh, how about that? Marty, thank you so much.
Okay, is your address on your website?
Is what?
Address on a website.
If you got a pen in your hand?
Not right now. No,
okay. It's on the website. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Look, I'm going to find a pen, and I'm going to give it in a couple of minutes. Okay, Marty?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Folks, we've got 15 minutes left here. And, hi. Some of us may, well, many of us have never met. We have not spoken together personally. I've spoken with so many of you on the telephone, and yet we have all touched, and that will be part of us forever. You will be part of me forever. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bob Brown from Equipment Arkansas. Jackie. Oh, you've been a blessing to me for so many years. I'm totally blind, and it's very much a shame that you're going to be gone off the air. I wrote you a letter a couple of years ago. I don't know if you've ever heard from me or not, but it was about regarding guardianships.
I don't recall, Bob. I don't think I did, hon.
Oh, you don't think you did?
No, because I usually remember stuff I get.
Oh, I see. Would you mind praying for me, Jackie? I'm trying to find a math teacher who knows both the abacus and the nebus code so I can... You know what Hadley School is?
No, but Bob, can you wrap this up, honey? I mean, because we're not just sitting here chatting tonight.
No, I see.
And you, did you call in because you wanted to make a pledge, Bob?
Well, I didn't call in because I wanted to make a pledge because I'm under this guardianship situation. I can't do that. But I called in to say if you can, if you people, any of you people can find me a math teacher that knows the average code, I can correspond with on tape. That's fine because...
Bob, whoa. I'm having trouble hearing you, so I'm sure they are. A math teacher?
I'm trying to find a math teacher or a representative. I'm trying to find a math teacher who can upgrade my skills from the second grade level to the seventh grade level because...
You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but I think this person was playing with me, folks. And if he wasn't, then I apologize. But we've got only about 13 minutes left. And, I had a listener call me one night, and he said, you are, I forget how, diplomatic. But basically, he was being kind because what he wanted, what he finally came, I said, say what you want to say. And he said, you shouldn't let them stay on. Turn your radio down, listener.
Hello.
Hello.
Evelyn from Massachusetts.
Evelyn, hi.
I just sent a letter the other day with $25. First time I ever send you any money, and I hear you're going to go out the air, and I said, oh, no. Jackie, I added it up so far, it's almost $800.
Oh, gosh, thank you for that, honey.
And I'll send 50.
Oh, thank you, Evelyn. And listen, do you have a computer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'll have to go buy one.
Well, listen, but listen to me.
Yes.
You can get a month's worth of the broadcasts on CD, honey, from WFAR. All the broadcasts that you've missed, and it's only $15 for a month.
Okay, well, give me the address now.
Well,
or
let
later?
Me get. Let me. I'll give you his phone number.
Okay.
It's 559.
Yeah.
This is WFAR. Oh. It's the internet station that we broadcast from.
They'll send me a CD.
781. Wait.
559.
759. 781. Okay, if it isn't 781, it's 871, okay, honey?
Okay.
And then it's 3773.
Oh, okay. I know that number.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, Evelyn, listen. Somebody told me, and I shouldn't maybe say this, but that Nicholas offered a wonderful offer for the whole year of 2004 of the broadcasts. And if I'm not mistaken, and Nicholas, if I'm wrong, you'll forgive me, but I think he said it was for $90.
Station, though?
WFAR, these broadcasts, Evelyn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The Sweet Liberty broadcasts, honey. And so, see, you can get them, and you've got the broadcasts, and you can make copies of them, do you understand?
Hey, sure.
That's cool. Well, you
know, you know, it's a bad time for you to go off.
I know it is.
Things are really heating up, we need somebody there that really knows what they're talking about.
I think that's what made me push it as far as I did, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, so much is happening so fast, and they've got to have somebody, you know, that isn't going to twist and tweak.
Right, right. Well, so, Jackie, God's will be done.
I know that.
Right?
It is. Evelyn, thank you, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gosh, couldn't you feel her? You know what I could feel? I could feel her arms around me. That's precious. And she said we had $800, Craig. And thank you all. Hi, thanks for calling.
Well, I was cut off, Jackie.
Oh, honey, we don't have the time. I'm sorry. You can call me another time at home.
Yeah, but
folks, I just... That's hard for me to do. I want you to know that. It just seems to me that that person is playing with me. The call-in number is 570. Hi, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Yes, this is Ed from Chicago again.
Oh, Ed, hi.
And I'm going to, I'm just reading these words again, and people got to realize.
Oh, goody, Ed. Ed, listen, I was going to ask you to do it again, and I didn't. And thank you for calling in, and this time, read it a little slower. Okay.
Is life so dear?
Read it up, though. Let us hear you, Ed.
Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, sweet liberty, or give me death.
Ah.
Another
runner that's
coming
through
the yard.
Oh, thank you. Hey,
you know what?
Ed,
I've been here for years, and I love you.
Thank you. Will you send me that when you send your pledge, honey?
Pardon me?
Send that to me when you send your pledge, what you just read.
Well.
Okay, thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Ed just pledged another $100, folks. Ed from Chicago. And, we've got about 8 minutes left here. And I don't know to say what goodbye, as I was saying. We all are one, and I will be with you forever, and you will be with me forever. And that is the way it is, isn't it? And so maybe we don't say goodbye. You know, just, I love you. Maybe that's what we say. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 570-537-3025 if you would like to call in. We've got about 7 minutes left. And if you happen to tune in late and this is your first time, well, it's your last time too, but I don't do this all the time. And I'm sorry if this is your first time listening to this broadcast, but do remember what I was telling Evelyn. You can get a hold of Nicholas at WFAR. You can get a month's worth of the broadcast for $15. And I was told by somebody that it was $90 for the whole year of 2004. And if I'm wrong, then Nicholas will correct me if you call him. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Jackie, this is Wanda.
Oh, Wanda. Hi, sweetie.
Hi. I want to pledge $100.
Oh, God love you. Thank you.
And I think maybe we should tell the people about the Listerine thing that kills the viruses.
Oh, do that, Wanda. Do that.
May I do that?
Yes.
If you...
But
like
you
getting,
have to hurry, honey, because we've just...
Feel like you're getting a cold, get some Listerine, take a half of a capful, put it in a pan, heat it to underwater, under the heat, don't put any water in it, and breathe the fumes. The alcohol in those fumes will kill every virus from the nose into the lungs. And it really works. I've done it about 3-4 years, and everybody I know is doing it also.
Way to go. Hey, Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you'll write that up for me, I'll have Darren put it on our in our help.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea with
well,
the rest that we're getting.
We'll have Darren put it in the website in the health med section, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to help the people.
I know you do. Bye-bye, honey.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That was Wanda from Indiana, and we've got about 5 minutes left, folks. Hi, thanks for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Linda from Ohio. $10, Jackie. Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye. That was Linda from Ohio, $10. Thank you, Linda. And she did that quickly because she wants us to get on and off the phone and so that other people can call in if they want to call in. If you can't get through for some reason, like nobody's calling right now, but your line is ringing busy, you could call 570-537-3035. We won't be on the air, but I'll be able to talk to you on the phone. And, there was something I wanted to mention to you all, too. I've got a call coming in on the other phone. Hold on, guys. Hello? Hi. Hi, John. Oh, thank you, John. You couldn't get through on 3025? Okay, honey. Thank you, John. Yeah. Thank you, John. You too, honey. Bye-bye. That was John from Michigan, and he pledged $100. And he said, "Don't you dare ever get yourself in this position. If they're not going to support you, get off the air." But I don't know if John knows that we are off the air, and every one of you calling in are supporting a debt, and you won't be hearing any more broadcasts. And thank you, and God love you. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
I'm pledging $50. I've listened to you for a while. And
who's calling?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, hi, honey.
I'm pledging $50.
Thank you. Where are you from, Kathy?
Long Island.
Oh,
I'm moving to Pennsylvania in the middle of November.
Are you?
Are you anywhere near Essex, Pennsylvania?
I don't know if I am or not. I'll tell you where I am. And let me give you my home phone number.
Okay.
I mean, I'm at home, but this is just in the studio. It's 570-537.
570?
Yeah, 537-3035.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay, it's the same number, honey, except instead of 3025, it's 3035.
3035.
Yeah, and call me tomorrow, and we'll talk and see where you're going to be.
God bless you.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you guys. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. If somebody'd like to call, 570-537-3025. I've got a little black puppy laying under the chair here, and she's playing footsie with me. She's 45 pounds now. And we started doing this the other night. I was on the computer, and I had one foot on the floor, and she put a foot over the top of me, so I pulled my foot out and put it on hers. And we kept doing that, and now she's behind me under the chair trying to get me to play that game with her. Hi, I'm sorry. You're on. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
It's Don.
Don.
Hey. You're going to still be on the Internet, aren't you?
No, I'm not, Don. I'm not going to be on the radio, honey. Darren is going to take the Internet portion.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
sweetliberty.org. Sweetliberty.org. You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call you later.
Okay, Don. Thanks, honey. Bye-bye. Don's a longtime supporter of the broadcast, and he's been off of work for months and months and months because he had to have a finger amputated. But he's doing well, folks. I love you, and thank you. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to serve you. Thank you for calling. Hello?
Jackie?
Yeah.
Hey, could you, I don't want to hold you up. Could you just give that number again where you can get all those things for the year for $90?
Yeah, 559-781-3773.
What was that again? I'm sorry. 559. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then 781. And if it isn't 781, it's 871, honey.
Okay. And then what was the rest of it?
And then 3773.
8773. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye bye. All right. Good night, folks. And have a. I wish you peace. Goodbye.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the Internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment.